Superfoods are, what, they're in fashion, I think you'd say, at the moment. Chia, goji berries are there as well. And I guess maybe the, what, the best known of all would be quinoa. They all sell at a premium now. And in fact, international demand for quinoa has seen its value increase so much that many people in Peru, where it's something of a staple, can no longer afford to buy it. Brianna Piazza is from SBS Radio and has just been to Peru. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Cameron. How's it going?
Good. How common is quinoa in Peru?
It's becoming even more common now. I mean, the plant has existed for 5,000 years and people have continually been eating it for that time. But people living in cities now are increasingly turning to quinoa because it's so good for your health. It's high in zinc and potassium, calcium, all these vitamins. So it's not just even international demand for quinoa. It's demand within Peru as well.
Okay. I think when I think Peru, I think of potatoes. Is it as common as potatoes in Peru?
Yeah, exactly. And, well, there's about 4,000 different types of varieties of potatoes in Peru. And there's nearly as many different varieties of quinoa. And yeah, exactly. People, especially in the Andes, rely heavily on potatoes, quinoa. It's becoming, it always has been a big part of their diet.
So it's widely grown, is it, around the country? You see many quinoa farmers.
Well, in different parts of Peru. I mean, some parts of Peru, especially near in around Arcos Vinchos, central Peru, Lake Titicaca, and especially going into Bolivia, that's where you'll find most quinoa grown. Mm. But you do find small pockets a bit further north, closer to the Andes. Yeah.
Are the dishes different than what you come across in Australia?
Well, what I found in Peru, it's the same as Australia in the sense you can really eat it with anything. I mean, people grind it down to make it into sort of flour so they can have it as bread. Mm-hmm. And then you can have it in a porridge. You can just chuck veggies with it, eat it like rice. So there's a lot of different ways to eat quinoa.
Okay. What has actually happened with the price? How much has it increased?
So last year, the price within Peru nearly doubled. And that's after the price had basically tripled since 2006. So it's selling in Peru for about nearly $7 Australian, which to us, that's $7 Australian per kilo. So for us, we pay a lot more for our quinoa. It's, well over $20 per kilo in Australian supermarkets. But for people on a lower income in Peru, it's becoming increasingly unaffordable.
Okay,
for
a lot of money.
Yeah,
Peru.
Definitely.
You spoke to some local farmers about this this increase in demand and the price rise as a result. What did you hear?
Well, the response from many of the farmers I spoke to was overwhelmingly positive. I mean, quinoa for them is changing their lives. They can earn more money now because of quinoa. And especially in Arcos Vinchos, which is a small town in central Peru, very far away from where any tourists ever go, it's really making a positive difference. I mean, this is the first year that the majority of farmers are actually growing quinoa because they realise how much of a positive difference it could make in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And now you met one farmer, Victor. How do you say Victor's surname?
Victor Kisper.
Okay, and what was Victor's take on the situation?
So it was his first time as well growing quinoa this year, and he was saying that for many farmers it's their only source of income.
Well, we work for our children, also to survive, because we don't have anything else to hold on to. We don't have another job. That's why we are attached to this job, which is the crops, and we use it to provide food and education for our children.
Okay. So a farmer like Victor, I take it it's good news, the increase in the value, the price.
Definitely, and the amazing thing was pretty much every farmer I spoke to, their number one priority was giving their children a better education. And so for them, quinoa is a way to do that.
Okay. So away from the farmers, though, what about when you head into the city? Do you see a change in view there, a change in attitude?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the people in cities don't live on farms, so they can't even grow their own quinoa just to eat themselves. So they have to buy it. And when they're paying close to $7 Australian per kilo for quinoa, they're increasingly unable to afford it. I mean, for some people, for the wealthy, they can always afford it, essentially. And for middle income earners, they might have to compensate a little bit here and there, buy less meat, for example, so that they can buy quinoa. But for the poor Peruvians living in cities, which there's many of them, it's becoming increasingly unaffordable, and some just can't even afford quinoa anymore.
And this is Ruth Delacruz, who lives in Lima, and Ruth's take on the situation.
In Peru, the normal families have the chance for buying, but the poor people know that the poor family, they don't have the possibility for buying quinoa. Usually they prefer to eat rice. It's more cheaper than quinoa.
Okay, so a change in diet from quinoa to rice, basically because we want more of it. That's interesting, isn't it? The flow-on effects. World Vision has quite a strong presence in Peru. What did you hear from World Vision about this change?
Yes, definitely. Well, when I went to Cusco to speak to Ronald Quispe from World Vision, he was telling me that quinoa has the potential to significantly reduce malnutrition in Peru.
We are forecasting a risk in terms of commercialization and price, the access of families that have the possibility to buy it, and the risk of families with no possibilities of buying it to stop consuming this high and rich vegetable protein. Quinoa has so many nutrients and would help improve malnutrition in kids in the regions where World Vision is working.
Complex, isn't it? Who would have thought all the changes that are basically stem from a food trend around the world? Brianna, nice talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Brianna Piazza from SBS Radio, who's just back from a trip to Peru, looking at how the global appetite for quinoa is changing the farming practices and the diets of many people there as well. Lauren Damon grows quinoa here in Australia. Hi, Lauren.
Hello.
Why do you think quinoa has become so popular?
I think it's because of the health benefits is really showing up, I think.
But surely the health benefits have always been known. What's triggered the sudden interest?
I think in the olden, when the Spaniards came into South America in the very olden days, quinoa was a part of the religion, and they banned the growing of quinoa. So that's why quinoa has been completely neglected for ages, and now it suddenly starts to pop up really a bit.
Okay, you grow it in the northwest of Tasmania. Why did you get into it?
We converted our farm to organic, and when you want to supply the health food shops, the most ideal product is a healthy product.
Mm-hmm. But quinoa, it must have been difficult to pick a product that's not widely known. You could have picked something that had a much higher profile.
Yes. But we picked quinoa, and in the beginning when we started to sell the quinoa, it was even a bit tough to convince the people. Then we were standing on the market and asking people to give it a try.
No one wanted your quinoa.
Eh?
No one wanted your quinoa.
No, in the beginning it was tough to educate it, but once it started rolling, then it went fine.
How long ago was that?
6 or 7 years ago.
Gee, a lot's changed in 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
What did you make of the situation in Peru?
Yeah, that's a difficult situation how they're dealing with, but it's stimulates their economy, of course. So, and when it stimulates their economy, then everyone in the whole country will benefit from it eventually.
Mm. How difficult is it to grow?
It is quite tricky to grow. Huh?
What makes it difficult?
I think it's not, how to call it, a lot of grains. They are completely cultivated. But quinoa is still a very primitive plant, and it wants to grow or it does not want to grow.
Yeah, you don't have so much say in it. So how have you learnt how to grow it? What's the process?
Trial and error, or error and trial.
more error than success to begin with, eh?
Yes.
What's the Australian industry like now? Is it growing?
There are some more growers trying to start to grow it, but we are at the moment the ones on the market with Australian quinoa. Mm.
Do you have any concern, Lauren, that it's a food of the moment, or of the last couple of years, that it'll go out of fashion again, and then you'll be stuck with fields of quinoa that no one wants?
I don't think it's gonna go. It's gonna disappear anymore. If you see how it it is a healthy food and it tastes good, and it is quick to prepare and everything. So it got all the all the things in favor for it. So
okay, so it's here to stay. Where's the crop at the moment? Do you put it in at this time of year? Do you harvest it this time of year?
No, we finished harvesting.
Yeah,
and in spring then we plant again.
Okay, grows over summer, harvest in autumn.
Yeah,
yeah, good crop this year.
Yes. We had an average crop.
Average. Okay. Yeah. Oh well, that's better than below average, of course.
Yeah, but it wants to grow quite good at our place, so then we're happy with it.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. Nice talking to you, Lauren. All the best.
Okay. Thanks,
Lauren Damon, who grows quinoa in the northwest of Tasmania.